Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What you want to read on holiday, like, was absorbed in
it. It's a navy blazer,
yeah,
but it's so much more.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock's podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sherlock's team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Tor West, Laura Black, and Sherry Andrews. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
We were just chatting about lunch. We were sound testing our mics and we were talking about what we had for lunch. And Sherry, you said that you have made a resolution. Go on. What was it?
Resolution to not buy any lunch during November and December.
Wow.
That's so good.
Yeah.
It's a big How's it going?
Well, today's day one.
Brilliantly.
So I'm starting mid-month.
It's the 15th of November, but sure.
It is. I'm starting mid-month just in an effort to just not waste money and, you know, put that towards something a bit more useful. And also I feel like I just end up buying things that aren't particularly healthy. You know, Gales is great, but can't be eating that every day. No. It's not everyday lunch. So switch up some soup, some pasta, something really filling.
And I think once you get into the habit of doing it and like get into the habit of like dinner making a bit more or buying an extra thing in the supermarket, you do actually really quickly fall into a routine.
So true.
And then once you get out of it, you're completely out of it.
I think I've been out of that routine for 5 years, but when I lived with a flatmate, we were so good at it and I wish I could
find that
again.
Do you ever bring your lunch?
Never.
Really?
No. It's kind of one of those things that I try to give myself a bit of a break on. I feel like I say that, but literally.
Right, I see.
Like,
yeah,
that's generally I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm busy. I'm stressed. Yeah. Like, and I would love to, but.
But the thing is then when you do have it, if you are bringing it in and then you do suddenly go somewhere for lunch, it feels like such a treat.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's so true. It is quite nice to mix it up. Mm. Sherry, I'm intrigued to see how you're going to do.
I find that if I have nice Tupperware and good stuff, that motivates me.
Yeah.
I so agree with that. So wait, what was for lunch today?
Lunch was some leftover chicken pasta and some veg. So, like, quite a big meal, but I find that I don't then snack afterwards.
Well, this is it.
So, can I say, we've got a butcher on the high street here.
I was going to talk about the butcher on the high street.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure we're going to say different things. You definitely didn't have what I have because your body's a temple.
It's not a temple.
Okay, well, you can get a sandwich made there for lunch. So, I had a big ciabatta with chicken and coleslaw and salad because I get soup nearly every single day and at 4 p.m. I am so hungry and then I get home and I am Godzilla.
And then I eat crap.
Yeah. Like, I eat 50 crisps when I get home. So actually a really big filling lunch. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not hungry now and it's nearly home time.
Yeah, so, that's so good. And actually I think I need to eat more at lunch because when I don't eat enough and I don't get home till like 7:30 and by the time I put the oven on and cooked and eaten loads and I'm so full going to bed.
Yeah.
So I need to like front load the day more, I think now.
Yeah,
it's boring.
What were you going to say about the butcher?
The deli counter.
Do you get a sandwich? No.
So Sherry about 3 weeks ago came to the office with this like lovely like deli box, and I was like, where is that from? And she's like, well, it's this chicken salad from the butcher, and it's like £3. So, and I was like, this is amazing. I was like, oh, let's hit this up. I went, it was £3, and suddenly like everyone's going, and now it's like £4.80. Every day he like puts it up and up and up and up.
Who are all these girls coming to get
what a business
great business.
I did think the sandwich was really affordable. It's like £3.20.
Yeah. And they make it in front of your eyes, and he like warms the chicken up in the oven. And
do you know, I've never been in there.
It's a really nice butcher, and they've got like nice and like lots of nice deli things, and loads of nice booze as well.
It's a really good one. Laura, you're quite hungry today. You were on a shoot all day, so it's been a minimal eating day for you.
Yeah, it hasn't been much. Just had a little couple of crudités and some hummus shoved down me before I came onto this. It's a pretty bleak Monday. an excellent shoot.
What's your go-to hummus?
I love the, oh my God, what's the brand called?
Oh, Sabra.
Sabra. I love Sabra.
Excellent. I didn't have
very
that today.
Creamy.
I had a little one today.
Oh.
Yeah, high low.
Can I tell you, oh my God, guys, I got a press release about some Aldi new launches.
Oh, I think I had this. I haven't opened it yet.
I think I saw that as well.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Is it the cheese?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aldi has launched.
Oh, I did see this.
Espresso martini cheese.
Yeah.
In response to the nation's favorite cocktail. They've also released Sprout Pesto Camembert.
Oh. Sprout Pesto
Camembert. Oh my God.
That, sorry, but that is more makes more sense to me than espresso martini Wensleydale.
Me too.
Sprout? Was it sprout?
Sprout, pesto, camembert.
Oh, that's like three of the worst things.
Really? Like, to me, that sounds delicious.
I agree. I don't know what the like extracted flavour of sprout tastes like.
Okay, but, not so great.
But
then.
Pesto and camembert, I can see that.
Well, I'm not into pesto.
Laura, really? Espresso martini Wensleydale.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm actually going to sign up for that cheese. Really? You know, sometimes at Christmas, you get that really tacky, like on a really tacky buffet, and it's like cheese with like cranberries.
Or like pineapple.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Or like, so you get a bit of sweet in there. Yes.
And actually, quite tasty. Yeah,
you don't admit to liking it.
Sorry, there is a difference between, if you think about like, you can have like cheese and quince, which is sweet, right? Like cheese and sweet, I'm not contesting. Yeah, cheese and coffee. Good.
But if that's going down more the sweet route.
Yeah, because you wouldn't ever have cheese with a cup of coffee.
No. It does say words cannot espresso, how the two flavour profiles complement each other.
Oh my God. Well written. At least they didn't say espresso. My biggest bugbear is espresso. When espresso martini.
Oh my God.
It is.
Oh my God.
People who say mozzarella as well.
No, I've never heard that.
Who says that?
Mozzarella.
Say that. They don't.
I know people who say that.
Wow.
And you're right, espresso. Dreadful.
It's like, oh, just
it's very quick.
Just because it's small doesn't mean it's quick.
It's like they're also launching raspberry and pink gin. That sounds nice.
Nice.
Okay. Bombay spice and mango chutney.
Oh, that sounds that nice. Sounds
rosemary good. And truffle. I don't know what rosemary and truffle what.
That sounds like rosemary very and truffle something. Crisps.
And spice, honey and rum. Spice, honey and rum what? Oh gin? My God, they're all Wensleydale.
No.
Oh my God, they are. Listen, caramelized onion and Rioja mature cheddar. Okay, yeah.
Okay, get that.
Yeah.
Right.
Wine cheddar.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rosemary and truffle flavor mature cheddar.
I can tell, yeah.
That sounds nice.
That sounds like two quite strong flavors together, rosemary and truffle.
True.
Okay. So wait, just you wait. So it's a Jamaican-inspired spiced honey and rum Yorkshire Wensleydale.
Wow. Wow, there's a lot going on there.
There's a lot happening.
Wow.
And a raspberries and pink gin Yorkshire Wensleydale too. I think, Aldi, if you're listening, will you send us that? I think we need to try
these.
I'm fascinated. And
maybe some Gaviscon as well.
Soda water. Fascinating. Anyway.
Wow.
How's everyone's weekends? What did we get up to? Anyone feeling festive yet, Sherry?
A little bit festive. I had such a lovely weekend. I went to this new hotel in Staffordshire. It's like just by Stoke-on-Trent called The Tawny, which was so lovely. It only opened, I think it was in June or July this year. And they have cabins and tree houses on the estate. So you can stay in lots of different types of accommodation, and the idea is that you really like immerse yourself in nature. It's very like take a torch, go exploring in the dark.
Ooh.
But yeah, it was lovely.
Nice.
What kind of vibe? Like luxury vibe or more like kind of grown-up Centre Parks vibes?
No, I say it's more luxury vibe. Nice. Yeah.
And is it like a hotel or is it self-catering?
It's a hotel. Yeah, nice. So it's kind of a bit of both. So you stay in like the cabins, but you go to the main restaurant in the hotel.
And good food?
Really good food, yeah. I think the food for me was a little bit throwing too much at the plate, personally, but it was really good.
Nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Oh, how lovely. Fun.
Yeah, it was lovely. Amenities, like swimming pools, bar, that kind of thing?
Yes, I think they have, similar to like the pig, they have like a little hut where you can have spa treatments.
Nice.
And then there's an outdoor heated pool, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. That's a good place to know.
Yeah. What's it called again, sorry?
The Tawny. I hadn't heard of it. Nice. And then it popped up and I was like, this looks really nice.
Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah. The only time I've ever been to Stoke-on-Trent was to pick up my dog, which I feel like is probably quite a different experience.
Aww.
There we go.
Yeah, I think Stoke is nice, but you go into the countryside and it's even nicer.
Okay. Yeah, beautiful. Lovely.
Yeah,
good recommendation. Oh, thanks. Nice. Was it a boozy one or was it chilled?
No, it's very chilled. Lovely. Yeah, I'm trying not to do too much booze of the weekend before Christmas.
Oh, you're being very restrained in November and December. Yeah,
I feel like I'm ready to go.
Yeah,
like.
Me too. You know, Ben called me this morning and was like, "I really need a dry." We had quite a busy weekend. He's like, "I need a dry week," and I was like, "Yeah, let's do a dry week." And I was like, "Wait, no, I'm out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday."
No.
Laura, good weekend?
Yeah, I did. I had a really nice weekend. I had one of my sisters to stay. We were looking at tickets to go to Cinderella and taking our children, and we realised that actually quite quickly adds up to quite a large sum of money. So we decided to ditch the children and we went on Friday evening, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. Like literally from the minute the first song started, my husband actually said at one point, he was like, I turned around, I've never seen you smile so much. I was just so involved in it. And Carrie Fletcher, who's Cinderella, is I can't express how phenomenal she is. She is amazing. Unreal.
And you said she's Tom Fletcher's sister. Yeah, I like, she's vaguely on my radar, but she's sister of Tom Fletcher.
Yeah, she was really amazing. But a top tip if you're going. So we were recommended to sit in row I, and we booked our tickets quite last minute, but we managed to get them. And basically the floor revolves at one point. And so we were in the front row when it revolved, and we were kind of like right on the stage, and it was just
amazing.
Magical. Wow. I loved it. I've listened to the soundtrack nonstop. I've gone down a hole of YouTube ever since, like exploring all of their characters. It's really excellent.
It's a non-conventional Cinderella, right?
It's not straightforward. But I think also half the reason I love it, it was just so amazing to go back to the theatre, like to just see people perform like that. I haven't done it in such a long time. Yeah. And it was...
Forget how immersive it is, like the whole thing.
It's just so amazing. You just can't help but smile in that kind of situation. Good. Yeah, real feel good. Yeah, really nice, lighthearted, and excellent. Highly recommend.
Worth every penny as well when you're there.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
It is a little bit risky though, so I'm kind of glad I didn't take the children. Mine are quite young.
There's quite a lot of things I think, like Matilda obviously is like for kids, but I found that so upsetting.
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some really sad bits in it.
Oh yeah, I want to go back to the theatre.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. And just like we went on Friday evening and just driving, it was a really nice evening. The London lights, it felt buzzy, it felt like the world was back. Yeah. And it was just, I really left with a spring in my step.
Oh,
it was
so nice.
Oh, it makes me want to do that and then go for like a Chinese in Chinatown afterwards.
Yeah.
Fun. How was your weekend?
Good, thank you. Quite chilled actually. My other half is away on business, so I was just chilling with
fabulous cooking from you.
Yesterday I had a friend over for lunch and I made a really nice tray bake with sausages and like roast apples. Ooh. And loads of sage and shallots.
Oh, that sounds really
It was really
what
really
do you serve
nice.
That with? What's your carb then?
I did it with just a baguette and green salad.
Oh, nice. You could do mashed really with that.
Oh, and it had cannellini beans. I love those baguettes. You just like the par cooked ones. Yeah. You just throw in the oven.
Oh, I love a squidgy white baguette.
Oh, yeah. Same. And I know I'm very late to the party. Those deliciously Ella cookies that come par-baked. Do you have them in the freezer?
I've got them in my freezer. I haven't made them yet.
Oh my God, they are so delicious.
Wait, I haven't heard about these.
They're deliciously Ella. Like she's got some kind of pre-packaged things. And there's a pack of four cookies. They're just like, it's just like the dough and then you bake them.
Wow.
But you have them in the freezer.
But
take
you could
10 minutes.
Could you eat them raw? Like, is it as
good as...
No.
Well, they're frozen, so...
And I guess they're not like cookie... Like, if they're
not like cookie dough.
Healthy,
yeah.
Going to taste the same.
Yeah. Absolutely delicious.
Oh, okay. That's I need to get those in the oven.
Yeah. So they take 10 minutes. I know.
That's really
such a good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
So nice.
How was your weekend, Charlotte?
Oh, thanks, Shay. My weekend... my weekend was lovely, thanks. The last few weeks, I have had no Friday night plans and Sunday night plans, and I've realized that's a really bad way to run your weekend.
That is
because
definitely the
no
worst
Friday
way.
Night plans makes it feel really short, and then Sunday night plans means you go to bed tired and wake up tired on Monday. This weekend we were out Friday night, we were friends for dinner, and then I stayed in Sunday night, and that I feel so much more rested. The weekend felt so much longer. So that's
I saw
plan.
Your Sunday night on Instagram last night, and I just thought I've got to raise my Sunday night game.
Oh, it was so nice. Do you ever go through a phase where you make something and then you just like do
all
it all
to
the time?
Eat it,
So we just we've just been making like canapes for dinner for weeks now.
That
so
is
I just,
so
I
nice.
Just buy smoked salmon, creme fraiche, and blinis. I think it's since I talked about it on the podcast. We talked about when we had Alexandra Dudley on the podcast.
Oh, yes.
On the podcast. I was saying what an easy canapé that was. So, we just, six of those. Yeah. And the cheese plate looked better than it was. It was really old
so
bits of cheese left over. But we had some grapes and some dates and some
you
truffle
put
oil.
Some,
my God,
truffle oil.
You haven't had a good cheese plate if you haven't put truffle oil.
Delicious. So what, sorry, you drizzle it over your cheese?
Yeah, tiniest drop just to get the flavour.
Really?
Yeah. White truffle oil specifically.
Ooh, that sounds
good
so
tip,
nice.
Good tip.
Anyway, that with a glass of champagne and Strictly Come Dancing. Heaven.
Dream.
Heaven.
Nice,
I know,
Charlotte.
I was so
so
was
nice.
Lovely. So I feel really refreshed today compared to the last few weeks. So that's my new, having spent years on the podcast saying Sunday night date night is the one and that's the way to beat the blues. Sometimes you're too busy for that, aren't you? And actually you should chill. So that was my weekend, but it was lovely. We were away for the night on Saturday. It was very relaxing. No agenda. Happy days.
Oh,
lovely.
Can we answer some questions? I mean, Laura, the amount of gifting questions we get is absurd. I'm going to fire some gifting questions at everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we come up with. Somebody has asked about the Christmas gift guide, which went live last week.
Woo!
Finally.
It looks so good.
It looks so good. Somebody's asked what everybody's favourite picks from the Christmas gift guide are. Got a pick? Have you bought anything from it? Or have you bought any Christmas gifts yet? I've bought two.
I've bought two.
Go on.
Same thing. for two people.
Oh, right. What did you get?
I've got, mine were given the little varsity jackets where you get their name on the back.
Oh, yeah, that's such a nice present. And
I've just always thought it's such a nice gift. So I've bought one each for my two little godsons.
Sweet. Yeah.
So I thought, nice. And I feel quite glad that I've ticked it off. Like,
yes.
Godchildren, I feel like they hang over me. You've got to be a bit more creative sometimes. Mm. So I'm quite glad I've done that. I got them from Not on the High Street, navy blue with white writing.
Speaking of Not on the High Street, we should say that we were very kindly sent some bits from Not Another Bill today, which are
I bought quite a few bits there in the past.
Nice. So good.
Oh my
so
God. Nice. Yeah. Laura and I both got very kindly given a jewellery box and
a makeup bag,
like a makeup slash wash bag. They are, so, and there's a little drinks thing,
yeah.
But specifically, the leather goods are so nice.
Really, really nice gift for Christmas.
Yeah.
And you get them personalised.
I'm thrilled.
Mm. I bought Tim some personalised secateurs from there.
Oh, yeah.
For his birthday.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, they have really nice, and actually the quality is really nice.
It's so, the quality is so lovely. Yeah. It comes in, each piece comes in a really nice
drawstring bag,
like exactly.
A fabric drawstring bag,
like the kind of thing you know you pack your underwear in on holiday. That's what I repurposed.
Yeah.
And actually Georgie popped in as we were opening them and said that she bought an AirPod case from there, and that actually that was also really lovely, and it's like £35.
Yeah, it's a really nice gift.
So great sight to know. Not Another Bill.
Yeah, I love that.
If you're looking for something. All right, so you bought two Christmas gifts at all? Anything?
I've got quite a lot on my list, but I'm one of those people who like on Black Friday just goes nuts.
So what's on
your list? So Neon are doing this box, and it's got like six or seven full size things in it, and the retail is like £175, and it's half price on Black Friday, and it's like £65.
It's my favorite thing in there, the nighttime face oil.
Maybe. That. But I'm gonna get that for like my mother-in-law and like my sister-in-law.
That's a really good
gift. Such a nice gift.
Oh, that's so very good generous. What a nice gift to open.
Yeah. Oh, I think I love Neon.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing caught my eye in the gift guide is on them in the men's section, a really nice commuter coffee cup from what's that brand? Yeti?
Yeah. Oh my, I've got them.
Have you?
Oh, I should do their PR. They are excellent. They are really excellent.
What is it? Because they're summer concertina, summer glass. What style is it?
Yeti is a really cool, cool box brand. If you don't know it, they're massive in America. It's available on Selfridges. They are excellent. Such a nice gift for a man. Their cups are not cheap. I got my husband for his birthday a couple of the bigger ones, and I think they were £40 or £45 each. So not a bargain, but
nice quality.
Amazing. And I said before, but we use them all over the summer, like even took ice to the beach in them for wine and stuff.
Because they're cool and hot.
And the ice was literally still frozen the next day. Mega. They're amazing.
That's really cool.
Okay, that's really good to know. Yes, you're on Selfridges. Thanks. Sherry, how's your Christmas shopping going?
Well, I think this year my family and I are doing Secret Santa, which make things a lot easier.
Yeah, we do it too now.
There's quite a lot of us. And also, we are doing a SL gift guide viewing session.
Sherry, this is
excellent. Oh my God, what's that?
Well, all my friends love SL anyway. So we're going to sit down and just go through the best bits. So I haven't actually, I've obviously had a look, but I haven't gone into detail because we have to click every single tab, like homeware for him, for her, kids, gift, literally everything.
And you're going to do it with your friends?
Yeah, and go through.
What,
and
then, like a bottle of wine.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't take long. But
can I tell you, I actually always do that the night before it goes live.
I know, Charlotte let me into this little secret. She goes, you should definitely do that. Yeah. I don't have time.
when you're just hanging out tonight, doing nothing else. But I do, I always do it the night before. Mm-hmm. Obviously, applies only to us.
In case anything sells out.
Yeah. It's just like a private viewing party.
It's been
life like a week, Sherry.
This is true.
Better hurry up.
It's coming up. The only thing is, I get too carried away and bookmark things for myself.
I know that's the trouble.
Yeah. Agreed.
That is the trouble. But
yeah, excited for that.
Okay, so you do not yet know who your Secret Santa recipient is?
No, not yet. But we're very simple. I know exactly what they're like. So
fine.
Is this with your friends or your family?
Yeah, my best friends.
With your family.
Yeah.
So we do Secret Santa in my family too, because I've got a lot of sisters and then brother-in-laws. It all gets quite expensive quite quickly, but then we've done it for so many years we feel like it's kind of lost its excitement slightly. So this year we're going to split it up and you get two Secret Santas, lesser budget for
how does that work logistically? Is there a way to do that?
There's somewhere online where you can put it all in and they do it for you, but then it does actually become secret because we got into the habit of just sending a link saying I want that.
Yeah.
And then it's just not that festive.
Oh, no.
I think nice to mix it up in some ways.
Nice. You can buy for more than, because I always think, oh, I only get to buy for one person.
Agreed.
You want to buy for two, but not as big a budget.
And I'm always in charge of ours, and I also use one of those online thingies.
Yeah.
And I set like a restriction so other halves don't get other halves.
Oh, that's so nice.
Really nice. Otherwise, I end up.
But there are only so many combinations that work.
Yeah.
So I always end up getting either of my brother-in-laws because it's the only one who can work. And my husband always gets my sister. So it's just like a nice way of mixing it up.
Yeah. I use drawnames.co.uk for my girls' one. Do you know what? I do like it because I do get a reminder every November that it's time to draw names again.
Yes. Very handy.
It's very handy.
I'm all for a secret Santa.
My Friendsmas this year isn't until the 22nd of December, which feels dangerously close to Christmas. Mm. Sounds like a lot of effort. Ooh,
but quite fun. Going out with a bang. Love that.
True. Out with a bang. Last day in the office.
Yeah.
The day after. So, do you know what? I've had it before. We've had like the odd Sunday before, and it's an absolute nightmare. So quite nice to just have. It's like the semi last day of term.
Yeah.
Are you hosting?
I always host. But everybody brings. I'm not catering for 10 people 3 days before Christmas.
Oh, okay. No. How fun.
So fun. Well, as I said, I bought 2 Christmas presents so far. I bought Fry's Ties for my dad, which is Stephen Fry's new book on ties.
Oh, nice.
It's quite my dad.
Love that.
Okay. Somebody has asked, oh, here we go. Another gifting question. Secret Santa gift for her. £10. That feels like a very low budget.
£10. My go-to for a Secret Santa, but I think this is more like 15, is those sleep masks.
Oh, the ones that warm up.
The ones that warm up.
Yeah, they're really nice.
I think that's such a nice.
Have you ever tried the space mask?
Space mask, that's what they call it, not a sleep mask.
So nice. It's like a hug on your eyes.
I love that. Ooh, yeah. So nice.
That's such a nice little Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll go into some Black Friday deal, then you could get them at like £10 or £11,
that's
maybe.
That's a good point. Mm. I think like an Essie nail polish is quite a nice under £10
gift. That's
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah. I think anything beauty related, I don't know, but £10 is quite hard. If in doubt, alcohol.
I was going to say, a bottle of really nice bubbles.
That's actually a really good point. You can get some really decent booze for under £10.
Yeah. I'd love to get a nice bottle of wine or something.
I bet you would.
Like, I think I'd rather have that than like some crappy...
Yeah, piece of crap.
A random gift plastic sometimes.
I had anything too novelty.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I had Georgie as the recipient of my Secret Santa, like whenever we last did it 2 years ago, which obviously is quite high pressure. Mm. And I just got her Pick and Mix sweets. Because if you know someone's favourite sweet, I mean, literally no one's ever been happier.
That's such a good prezzy. Yeah.
If you know people's sweets of choice. Got some bananas and some shrimps. Yeah. Happy day.
That's a great one.
What about like a velvet hair though?
Lovely.
That's cute.
But for £10?
Oh, yeah, I reckon you could find that for £10. H&M, ASOS.
Actually, that's really nice.
Or like, some sparkly socks. Oh, I'd love a pair of them. I have loads of them.
They are really cute.
Yeah, my auntie actually always gives them to me for Christmas.
That's nice.
Oh, that's a good prezzy.
Actually, speaking to both of you, I've got a second pair of pairs of socks on the way.
Charlotte, now you sent me the link, but I couldn't work out which ones.
Oh, they're the grey... ribbed ones. They're £30, I think.
Fine.
There were two that were grey and there was a £20 pair and they just looked not quite right, so I went for the £30 pair.
The socks are amazing.
They are amazing.
Oh my god.
You know the ones we got for Christmas last year?
The cashmere ones.
Well, they're not
cashmere.
Which is the secret.
Oh, they're extra warm.
Wool socks, I think, are the wet. Cashmere wears thin very quickly.
Yeah, and they lose their shape, whereas these pairs.
Question. How do you wash yours? Because I'm really worried I've just ruined mine.
Well, I've ruined mine. They're shrunk now. They're
On a cold wash.
Mm. Yeah, I think I did. And for some reason, they were in my like other pile. And I think I ruined them.
I think that's it. Mine have just been chucked in with everything.
Yeah, but they are so toasty.
Yeah, they're
I'm going to buy some new ones. Are they £30?
Yeah, that's what Charlotte said.
Yeah, well, a little bit more plus delivery. Actually, quite an investment. I felt a bit sick spending £34 on one pair of socks, but
how generous!
Yeah, but that's a really nice Christmas present.
And as you can tell, I'm quite rocking the socks and sandals thing.
Yeah,
I'm not sure my brother's old sweaty sports socks that I'm wearing today quite cut it. So I think it's time to.
Where are your shoes from, Charlotte?
These are from LM.
Oh yeah, good.
I'm wearing my fluffy sandals. They've got. Do you know what? They actually feel really. They feel really secure because they've got a strap at the back and they've got a really sturdy platform. They're a bit like the row sandals. They're not actually furry. Inside either. It's all an illusion. They're actually just
they look very comfy.
I could probably wear them in summer to be honest. Anyway,
you need your pair of socks.
I need
with
my pair of socks quite. Well, anyway, if you don't know what to get your Secret Santa, it might be under £10, but obviously have a look at the gift guide. Somebody has asked outfit for a 30th birthday party. Not too smart, we're going to Archer Street.
Oh yay,
fun. I mean you can kind of wear whatever you want at Archer Street, can't you? But if it's your 30th, I mean, dress up.
Definitely.
Dress up if it's your 30th. It's like a wedding. It's like the one chance you can just wear anything.
Definitely.
What did you do for your 30th?
We did like a joint thing because Tim's only like 11 days older than me. We did like a fun drinks thing before COVID, you know. Yeah.
got lucky.
Yeah.
And what did you do for yours?
I did a massive lunch in my garden outside for like 20 people. And it was supposed to be a month before my daughter was due. And I lifted a massive glass table out into the garden and she came quite early.
My God. Stop it. I did not know that.
On your birthday?
No, she didn't know. She came like a few days afterwards. And I still put it down to maybe lifting a glass table into my garden. I mean, I had a great time. Yeah. But
it worked out perfectly, really.
She, she came slightly earlier than planned.
Is it with Willie that you basically came to work and then left?
Yeah, I came to work, left. I was like, I think I need to go and get checked out, and then never came back. Left all my stuff on my desk and had a baby.
That's the way to do it. It can be a long protracted.
Yeah. I didn't get that boring getting my nails done.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not 30 yet.
Not yet. A few years. A few years to go.
Hammer celebrations.
Charlotte, what did you do?
Not a lot. It was harshest lockdown conditions. It was actually a really sad. Mm. I wasn't like sad at the time, but like now I think.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah. Really you got some cracking gifts, so.
Got some good gifts, and as a bit like you, Ben and I are only 10 days apart, so I think we'll do a 31st of some sort.
Yeah, fun.
Anyway, outfit to wear. I don't know, something sparkly. Now is the time.
Yeah.
Now is perfect.
True. Yeah.
Buy whatever party wear you're going to need for 2022, now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot, and I bought a couple of like velvet, actually one velvet dress we put in that velvet roundup.
Oh yeah.
But from Zara, but it's just too short. Like, I love all those mini dresses. They look so good on the models, but just don't suit me.
Oh my God, that Rode mini dress, that velvet.
So gorgeous.
Oh my God, that would be lush for your birthday with some big earrings, because I reckon that's got longevity. That will last you for years.
And Zara have some unreal sparkly earrings right now.
Yes, like the they best do. Selection. Yeah, amazing.
So good. There's also a velvet dress by Lisu right now. It's red or it's midnight blue. I mean, it's gorgeous. So it kind of vampire's wife.
Oh, sorry, one other as well. That Saloni dress with the bows, which I'm obsessed with. Rent it. Just rent it for the night.
Is it on renting platform? That's good to know.
Yeah, I know. I'm obsessed with that dress.
You should get it for the Christmas party.
I know. It's on my list, I think.
You should do that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was rented.
Yeah.
There's also a jumpsuit this season.
Oh my God, so good.
It's amazing. Somebody has asked, the best wash-off fake tan.
I do use fake tan every now and then.
What do you
use? I love the Saint Tropez face mist.
Yeah.
The one that Becky loves as well.
She loves that one.
That's so good. And then also a really cheap one from Superdrug. It's like a watermelon one.
Mm.
And you just use it with a mitt. It's so good.
Really?
And my friends who are white have used it as well. Yeah. And they really love it as well. It just it applies so good, so well.
Yeah.
And I think it's $5.99.
Oh, wow.
So good. It's Superdrug own brand.
Own brand, yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah, because I feel like sometimes my legs get a little paler than my upper body.
Yeah.
Sherry, so. I look at your skin with envy every single day. Oh, it's like the most beautiful caramel colours.
I apply a lot of fake tan.
Yeah. I would bathe in this stuff.
Yeah. But that's good to know.
But yeah.
Really good tip. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Best fake tan.
Well, yeah.
Vita Liberata's Body Blur.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, really good. It's quite hardcore. Okay. Really recommend. And it kind of gives that look. Like, it gives like an airbrush look.
Oh, yeah.
Like even, I've got like a birthmark on my leg and it even like covers up the birthmark. So it's almost like wearing a pair of tights, but not.
Ooh.
It's like that Sally Hansen.
Flawless
leg.
Yeah, that's it.
But like so much nicer and in a really like creamy format. And there's two different shades. So,
it's a
cream. You just put it on. It's so good. Body Blur.
I never use instant tan. I must.
I don't either. It just feels so messy.
Yeah, I used to.
But this one is like really like doesn't try, like once it's on, it's like stuck.
Is it? And does it smell?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Because it's not dyeing your skin, it's just colour.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have that like biscuity smell.
But I quite like the idea of the watermelon one over here. I like the smell.
Yeah.
I feel like
smelling
tan.
Do you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, I love all smells of fake tan because it means I'm tanned. I love this. Like, I love like a
that biscuit smell.
I like this one as well.
Yeah.
I don't know why. People hate it, but it's like biscuity. I don't know.
I used at the weekend? I used the Bear by Vogue, but massive fan over there.
Yeah.
But I used the cream.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of the mousse. I haven't used a cream
for
so long.
Neither.
Actually, it was really nice.
Really?
With a mitt. And then a brush.
I use Saint Tropez cream every now and again, just if I want like a bit of goldenness, but not being like tanned. And actually, it's really nice.
It was really nice. I feel like I've got so used to a mousse, but it was nice to mix it.
But the Bear by Vogue, I know this question's about wash off fake tan. Bear by Vogue isn't wash off, but I do find it's
she's
best.
Got a wash off, hasn't she?
What yeah, she has. She's got a new one.
Okay, but I just use the normal mousse that isn't supposed to be wash off, and I do find that
once you have a shower, it's pretty much gone. So actually, I think it's the most unbelievable colour. But for me, it's on the day of. So therefore, it's worth a try.
So interesting. I find it's the one that lasts longest on me.
Really? Mm. I feel everyone's skin is so different when it comes to tan and how it absorbs formulas.
Ali McLean, who's no expert on this, but was telling me the other day that supposedly, whether you're on your period or not can determine how well your skin absorbs your tan.
Really?
Wow.
Well, having just been on a shoot with Ali, she is an absolute pro tanner, and I commented on how amazing it was, and she said she's literally been doing it since she was so young.
Wow.
She's so just cool. Absolutely got it down. There we go. So it was unbelievable, her tan today.
She maybe does know then what she's talking about. Ali's on our marketing team, we should say. Who knows? There we go. Top tip for you. Somebody says how to prep for winter beach holiday, fake tan or no fake tan. If yes, which do you recommend? I mean, I would never. I'd rather not go on holiday. I swear on my life. I would never, ever, ever go on holiday with my natural skin.
Especially in December.
That's my like big thing. Like,
I mean, I'd definitely go on holiday, but I definitely put fake tan on.
Yeah, sorry. I just mean like if I had to choose.
That's interesting. Do you not find that it goes a little... that, I don't know, how does it wear off when you're on holiday?
It's really hard to preserve it. I don't tan naturally. I'm very, very, very pale.
Oh, okay.
So
Charlotte won't swim.
So I won't swim. I will if it's a long holiday. For like a winter holiday, I assume she's going somewhere. I wouldn't swim if it was a quick weekend break because then it's not worth ruining my tan personally. But for like a full summery holiday, I would because I'm not that sad. But I would just keep it I would have a very regimented top up routine.
Also would say just don't go too dark because then if it does start to brush off, it's not so obvious. There's nothing worse than like a really big white mark when it starts to wear off. And or if like, sand's involved, it's going to come off.
Mm-hmm. Or like around your feet, if you get like sweaty hot feet, and then you sort of end up with like a really...
Just go really pale.
Well, my tip would be to take a flannel with you because that is the quickest way to get tan off.
I like an
exfoliating glove.
Same. Take whichever preferred method of tan removal you like with you. Whatever. The point is, you should do whatever you feel most comfortable with. If you don't like getting spray tans, then don't get a spray tan. But if it makes you feel better about yourself, then why the hell not?
I also really recommend the Frank Body Coffee Body Scrub. Like, if you need like a quick, like, oh my God, I'm so scaly and rank.
I've used that in a bath. Unreal.
Yeah, it is messy like you need a proper spray.
It's like a coffee massacre in your bath, isn't it?
It is. It's, and if you like coffee, the smell is so delicious.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you need to get your skin a bit damp. It's literally like coffee granules. And then you like scrub it all on, then you leave it for a bit, and then you wash it off, and your body just is so nice.
Wow.
Soft, smells good. Yeah. I love that product.
Yeah. Mm. I completely forgot about that. Thanks for
really good. And it's really affordable. That is actually a good Secret Santa.
Oh, nice.
And that's the packaging is really cute.
It's it is. It's pink. Is it the pink one?
It's a sachet type thing.
Yeah.
Somebody has asked, number one thing on your bucket list. I love that question.
Ooh.
Hard now. I feel like everybody's bucket list has kind of scaled back.
Like, how big are we going?
Bucket list, like life. Like, I mean, not like space travel, but.
Okay, Namibia.
That was mine. That's mine.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's go. That's crazy. Why Namibia?
Has been since I was at school. Mm. I saw a talk on Namibia and it has like stayed in my bones ever since. That's I'm just desperate to go. Yeah. Then I went to Africa for 5 months when I took a gap year and I love Africa.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to go back. And that's where I'd like to go to next.
In those 5 months, where in Africa did you go?
I taught in Uganda and then traveled around Kenya.
Amazing. Oh,
wow.
That's so cool. What does one do in Kenya?
We did loads. I mean, there are so many different types of safari as well. Like you can do sort of proper bush. And it was just amazing.
Cool. Mm. Wow. That's really different. I'd like to do Namibia for desert safari.
Yeah, dream.
That's the one.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, you can stay in these like tented lodges and it's like desert lions.
Yeah.
And,
I feel like next time I go, I really did it like on a shoestring when I went. I'd like to go and experience a bit of luxury Africa.
Yeah, that's
the dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be so special.
Sherry, bucket list?
Oh, in terms of travel, I would say going to Norway.
Oh, I'd love to do that too.
Yes. Yeah.
I might come with you to that as well.
Sure, let
me travel.
Team trip. It just looks so beautiful. Quite similar to how I imagine, New Zealand is, but it's got everything. Mm. So I think I'd like to just like take 3 months off and just travel the whole way because it's got everything. You can ski, you can swim. They've got beaches. Mm. They've got literally every type of, you know, terrain. Mm.
I'd also really like to do Iceland, but just for like a long weekend and like blow the budget. Mm. Just go for it and just do an amazing 4 nights.
Ooh, Lily on our team, on our video team, is there now. This trip's been like 4 times. Yeah. Oh, and they're doing a bit of, again, blow the budget. Big to just do it all Iceland trip, because I think you kind of, if you're going to do it once, just do it. And so I'm excited to hear. I hope Northern Lights. Yeah. I've moved 3 times. I hope that hopefully you get them.
Stars are aligned, literally. Yeah.
Exactly. Tour, bucket list?
I think I'd say like Asia, so maybe Japan. I'd love to. I've never been to Hong Kong. I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Like markets, the food, the culture. Mm-hmm. And also in Japan, you can go skiing as well. I would love to do that. Yeah, I think I'd go east.
We did Hong Kong en route to Thailand and we were there for 24 hours and I swear to God that was it. And I'm not saying that, I think that's enough time to soak up the flavor of any major city. Mm. Like obviously you run around and it's not the same as being there for a week, but you can do these things as a stop off, you know, en route to other places and still feel like you've kind of ticked it off a bit.
Definitely. One of my best friends has just moved to Singapore. Oh. And I'm kind of happy because it means I have got an excuse to go and visit
her.
So nice. Yeah. I've got a best friend in Hong Kong actually as well.
Yeah.
Sherry, you said travel, so does that mean you have things on your bucket list that aren't travel related?
Oh yes, I'm trying to think now. I don't know, something really out there, like I would say like be on the West End stage, but that's never going to happen. But just do something, I don't know, really cool, like I don't know, write a book. That sounds really cliche.
No, I get that.
But I really love to write a children's book. That'd be really fun. Something like that. Or
I'd love to learn how to do ceramics.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
that cool. One day I dream of having like a shed in my garden that I can go and do pottery on and not be on my phone and not be surrounded by screens and just be like me and this like natural material.
I'm sure when your kids are older you'll be able to do that. That's my dream. That's lovely. Really nice. Did you do pottery at school? Like, have you ever done used
not like a little bit, but nothing massive, but I just think I would love it.
I get that.
I can imagine you doing that, Laura. Really pretty designs.
One day.
Tor, did you have any that weren't travel related?
I mean, if I could like live again and like have a new life, I would love to like have a deli or like a cafe.
Yeah, you
would still do it. Love that
too. You've got time ahead of you. You can still do that.
I would love that so much.
Yeah,
I would love a little coffee
shop. I'd love to come to that. You can have loads of goodness.
Like, yes, I feel like, and also I'd like go, some quite naughty things too. Yeah. Like, yeah, I would. I've always, me and my best friend have always said we should just like leave our jobs and do that.
Oh no, don't do that.
Have you seen It's Complicated?
Don't do that. Rubbish,
it's Complicated,
which is the one with Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin
when they eat croissants in the middle of the night.
Yes. Oh my God,
I love that film.
It's one of my favorite films, and and it's Nancy Meyers' version of a cafe. And like that is, if I was going to open one, I'd want it to emulate Meryl Streep in that film.
Yeah, I so agree. Yeah, I love that.
Sherry, mine would also be to perform on a West End stage, but I feel like that's a pipe dream as opposed to a bucket list thing. Like that's not
what I mean. Yeah, you never know. Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened.
Please, can still you? Time. That would be so great.
Oh, gosh.
Trust me, you haven't heard me sing. I'd also like to go on Strictly. That's on my bucket list.
Oh, yeah.
I'd also like to host Strictly.
You know, yes.
Are you doing that?
Me too.
If you do that, I'll do the catering.
Let's do it. Come back to us in 10 years and we'll be smashing all our bucket lists.
I'll just come and watch.
Okay, final question. I'm going to throw in some wedding chat. Somebody has asked wedding favour ideas that won't break the bank. How do you guys feel about wedding favours? Do you think they're still as necessary as they always have been?
Can I just ask, what is a wedding favour?
Excellent question, Sherry.
I don't actually know.
A wedding favour is...
Does that sum up like how unnecessary
irrelevant
they are?
Although Sherry on the podcast a few weeks ago said that she hadn't been to that many weddings, that not that many friends got married.
True. So I've been to two weddings in my life, so that's probably why.
No, but it's a very fair question. Wedding favours are little gifts to take home, like a little keepsake from the wedding.
And they're often like a personalised souvenir.
Traditionally, it was like a sugared almond. But that's like really dated.
Right.
And now it's moved on.
I love
I don't know if that's
almond.
Traditionally or whether it's just quite a dated idea, but that's what it used to be.
I think that they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But people do things like olive oil, honey, like they are often edible.
Yeah, like a little shot of something. Yeah, or like
that's nice.
Yeah, a mini
Our napkins were tea towels. Our wedding invitation on, which now I'd say is pretty dated, but at the time it was quite cool.
Isn't it that one floats around the office?
Yeah.
There's one that George bought in one time. You can find it here if you so wish. I think that's a really nice idea.
Yeah, that's really cute. I mean,
I wouldn't do it now, but it was you could do it in a much more modern way.
Mm. You could do napkins. Yeah. You take home, maybe.
My sister had tambourines for the party and had their plate. That was their place setting. So the name was written on the tambourine, and then the tambourine was like the party idea.
I actually went to a press dinner once where they did anthropology plates at, like, you know, those lovely, like, big pink ones. And it had our names written on them. And that was the play setting. The name wore off as soon as you washed it, as soon as the first time I went through the dishwasher. But I still have that plate, and it's a really good serving plate.
Wow, that's really nice.
That's a nice idea.
That's really nice.
Quite an expensive idea, but a nice idea.
Yes, I wouldn't do
that. Yeah, they can easily get very expensive.
You can get lovely plates from Sainsbury's, though. Like, you could probably do it for a couple, £2. Did you do wedding plates?
No. We had... As everyone came in, we gave out hand sanitizers.
Yeah, that's nice. Maybe. Yeah.
But yeah, like a really like nice ones. I wanted to get them personalized, but I didn't have time. And actually, I didn't really care about favors.
Yeah.
I've been to so many weddings where they're just left on tables. Yeah. And I'm like, so they're just so expensive and everyone just gets drunk and like leaves them. Yeah. And so, I mean, if it's something you're really set on, there are so many amazing ideas, but I think it's like not a necessity.
We did... welcome bags because we got married abroad.
We
had to do something. Yeah. And so a lot of people put them in the hotel rooms if you're staying somewhere. But our guests were staying all over. So we did a welcome dinner and there was a little bag for everybody to take away. But I was really...
What was in it?
I was really obsessed with it not being just like random crap, because I've had that before and you just get rubbish that people have obviously tried to do it affordably and it's all just a load of crap. Yeah. So we did a few of our favorite things from Mallorca. So we did some, there are these almonds that we love. We did a tiny tin of olives and we did some maracas. I'm sure no one has their maracas anymore.
Yeah.
But it was just something. I think if people are traveling for your wedding, you have to do something like
that. So, we went to an abroad wedding once and they gave us all like sunglasses that we all wore the next day. You know, when you're a bit hungover.
Well, I was going to say, a lot of people, I think another modern thing to do is like hangover cures. A Bloody Mary kit or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Definitely.
But I think the short answer is you don't have to do it.
No. Definitely not.
I mean, I wouldn't even realise if they weren't there.
Yeah,
exactly. But now, I think you will always think of us when you see wedding favors in the future.
I will. I'll be comparing them and contrasting.
All right. I think we'll leave it there. Thanks, guys. And thank you for listening. Don't forget that we put a question box out every Sunday. So do send in your questions for the team. Don't forget, you can also email us at podcast@showlux.com. We love hearing from you. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. Thanks. Bye bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.